This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. The Trump administration has ended all election security briefings to Congress just weeks before Americans cast their ballots for president. The top U.S. intelligence official, National Intelligence Director John Ratcliffe, told lawmakers that they would only be receiving written updates about election security to help ensure the information is not misunderstood or politicized. President Trump, meanwhile, said in Texas the decision was made because people on Capitol Hill got information and that information leaked. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling the decision a shocking abdication of the lawful responsibility to keep Congress informed and a betrayal of the public's right to know how foreign powers are trying to subvert their democracy. President Donald Trump spent Saturday looking at damage from Hurricane Laura. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
I'm here to support the great people of Louisiana.
First stop for President Donald Trump was Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Already met some people that have been absolutely devastated. This was a tremendously powerful storm.
His visit to both Louisiana and Texas comes 2 days after the Category 4 storm slammed the Gulf Coast. Hundreds of thousands still remain without power or water, and it could be that way for weeks or months. I'm Shelley Adler.
An Italian Coast Guard vessel came to the rescue Saturday of a rescue vessel funded by British street artist Banksy, which had sent out a distress signal with more than 200 migrants aboard. The German-flagged Louise Michel said it was stranded and needed urgent help after lending assistance to another boat that was carrying at least one dead migrant. An Italian Coast Guard patrol boat was launched from Lampedusa and took on board the migrants most in need of aid, many of them women and children.